And I was like, wow, that was a really good bit. I'm glad that we saved that forever and ever. But then you deleted it.
I'm really sorry about that.
That's okay. We can always do it again.
Yeah. Test.
Don't spoil it.
Oh, hey, are you spoiled yet? Oh, nice of you to show up. Too bad you missed.
Little goose.
You little goose. You got any eggs? Do people eat goose eggs?
Those only just golden ones.
They only show up when I fall off my bike.
Goose eggs. Isn't that a? No, I guess it is.
It's like when you get a bump on your noggin,
or when you're cold.
Those are goose bumps.
They're tiny goose eggs.
They're tiny.
One day they will form. Listen, okay.
It's more of a goose caviar.
I was going to say it's the goose's choice whether it's like, who's to say when it's a bump and when it's an egg.
Everybody grab a partner tonight. It's goosey's choice
for sure. 100%. You're going to say everybody clap your hands. That one.
Oh. I like grab. Wait.
What's that? Slide
the
hoe
down.
Slide to the right.
Oh, I thought you meant like
stomp once this time. Stomp twice this time. Or whatever. Yeah. Everybody. What's it say?
Two times it's time.
Cha cha real smooth.
What the hell is that from? And
everybody,
why do I
clap your hands. I don't know. They play it whenever we roller skate.
Oh.
And I try. And they say jump twice, and it's really hard on rollerblades.
Yeah.
You feel like you're going
to
die.
Time to break my ankles.
Now let's take a real bad spill. Ow.
Ow. You just wiped out.
By the way, it's really terrifying skating and watching kids fall and not know how to fall. And they straighten their arm out to catch themselves. And I'm like, that's how an elbow gets inverted.
And they like just open their mouth, like waiting for their teeth to take a chunk out of the floor.
Or their tongue.
Yeah.
Always fall with your tongue out.
I'm a real bad faller. By cranking your neck to the left and exposing your chin, you increase the chances that you won't hurt your nose.
I also feel like instinctively every time I fall backwards, like if I slip on ice, I try to like cut my head.
Oh, yeah.
To protect my cranium.
I always try to make a funny face.
I feel like you're never ready to fall. That's the problem. Yeah. You're always surprised. Major sneak attack.
The true trauma.
Gravity.
Yeah, and sneak attacks are kind of like a game show. You have to do your cha-cha real slow.
Real smooth.
Real smooth. But yeah, kind of like a game show, which is one of our topics today.
Yep. Most talked about topic of 1827
of the 70s.
Yeah.
Are game shows just as popular as they ever were?
I think less, more of just about the same popular.
Yeah.
I had to scale it.
Yeah.
Depends. Ever were or ever will be?
You know, in the 20s, they were super popular.
Yep. Yep.
Everybody liked the game show, except for theirs was like more or less small game. You know, like hares, beavers.
Yeah, and then
this is the 1820s, by the way.
Oh, I thought you were talking about 20s.
Oh.
Like
people AD. In their 20s.
No.
Like 80. Yeah. You know.
Year 20.
Yeah.
Wait, do you think I was saying 80?
Yeah.
Or AD?
Oh, yep. I thought you were saying 80. It's not a number.
In the 20s. Yeah, 80.
Yeah.
2080, the year 2080. Man, we could see that year maybe.
Yeah, if we live a while.
Just gotta make it there. Yeah. Oh, make it there. Like rigging something together.
Yeah.
Making it right there.
Yeah. On the spot. You know, I guess
that's a really shitty segue.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Hey, you got to make it there somehow.
On a segue.
But that is a good point that I hadn't considered. Our topic was rigging things back together, like as a quick
game show,
like a quick repair job. But we could also do like creating something for a purpose that you don't have,
like a sail.
Like a sail, yeah.
out of bed sheets, maybe.
Yeah.
Like whale blubber.
Yeah. Why are you? This is the SS Ninja Turtle. Because you have Ninja Turtle bed sheets in this scenario.
Oh. I thought you meant because of the whale blubber.
Oh. Yeah, it's just like the AD.
The athletic director.
The athletic director really frowns on blubber in general, especially whale blubber.
Yeah. And they also, they call, you know, part of the ropes on a ship the rigging, I think.
That's true.
Is it the ropes? It's the mast? I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Just the functionality of it, I guess.
Like, batten down the rigging.
I don't think you baton anything on a ship. Did they have batons? Where did the baton come from?
Well, first you're born with a belly baton.
I feel like you've said that before.
Probably. It's in my back pocket of dad jokes.
Belly baton.
Which I am not.
Which is why I twirl my belly baton.
Well, isn't a baton also used in relay races? Or is that just a fancy stick?
Could be a baton.
I think they also use it in the baton vault.
Yeah.
Where they vault over that thing with a big baton.
Yeah. Or in Baton Rouge.
More baton puns. Come to me!
But maybe I just twirl like this. I'm making baton gestures. But yeah, game shows.
Everybody the easy baton. That was easy.
That was easy.
Sorry, what? Sorry, I didn't even finish.
Sorry. You didn't finish either of those words.
Oh, curses.
Curses. Oh, curses.
Game shows.
Game shows.
So, I mean, game show could be talking about our favorite game shows.
Yeah.
Which I have a lot of favorites. Or we could obviously do a scene of a game show.
Yeah. We could make up game shows.
Yep.
This topic, I feel like, is one we're going to have to do a second time.
Second game show.
Yeah.
Can we please have the... I don't know if that's the...
Time's up.
That was pretty good. If it's... What the fuck is it? It's not password. Is it The Price is Right? Yeah, that one.
I want to say that's Family Feud. Is Family Feud the one that's like... I don't know. I know everybody starts clapping. But then I think I'm doing the Love Boat theme song.
Or is it The Price is Right? I don't know. And what's that one that we used to watch that was always on TV Land?
Probably The Price is Right.
No, it was like the they have to... like they have to match it with the stars or whatever. Like they have a panel.
Oh, Hollywood Squares?
Nope, not that one. Although that's really good too. And it had like they have to say something. It was basically Family Feud mixed with like pairing with the judges. It was like if Hollywood Squares met Family Feud.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was, wasn't it?
No, it's like it's not password or whatever.
Soup celebrity tic tac toe.
No. Newlywed Game was always really fun too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like what is her main name? Sally. Your wife said not Sally.
Anything but Sally. This is wrong, but I knew he would say it.
Let's give him a point. Let's
put me those points on the board. Yeah, we can't get too deep into that because I feel like we're doing episode material already.
No, this has already been done.
That's true. Alex Trebek.
Jeopardy. I want to find out what that show was.
Yeah, all right, you Google that away. Yeah, and I mean, I feel like you and I both do like homemade fixes a lot. You know, just like trying to either solve something that's broken, like maybe
a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, maybe you have a broomstick that broke in half. And now you would normally see this and be like, fuck, this is the end of it. But with a couple of toothpicks and a lot of willpower, and also some duct tape and super glue and maybe a mouse, you can be back to sweeping in no time.
I'm pretty sure it was called The Match Game.
Oh, yeah, it is The Match Game.
Yeah, that was a great, great show.
Great. Phenomenal.
I loved every minute of it.
Making whoopee.
That was up a lot. I remember that. Thanks, Dad. For exposing me to that.
Yeah, what does that mean? It's just like being happy.
You know how we have whoopie pies? Yeah. Just like that.
Yeah. In the 70s, they called it whoopie. And then the pies came later.
And boom. Babies. It all makes sense now. Just like Mission Impossible.
Or The Bourne Identity.
I never watched any of those.
I never watched one fully. I always caught bits and pieces, and I was like, I feel like I'm equally caught up.
Yeah, I just saw the trailer and was like, I know what's going to happen.
Oh, no. Now I got to go kill this guy in a hotel. Oh, cool. He explained what he has to do.
There's no way out. Guess I'll have to jump out this window. He did it, just like he said he would.
He can see the future. That's what this movie's about.
Precogs, man. What are you going to do?
That was much better.
That was. Minority Report?
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with minors.
Based minors. Or reporting.
That's true.
Yeah, I didn't see.
What the fuck was that movie even about? Future police with batons that make you vomit?
The Dream Police.
Brought it back around.
I'm pretty sure the author just heard that Dream song, Police. Dream Police, and was like, this could be something.
Who is that by?
The author?
No, Dream Police.
Is it Village People?
I don't know. It's either them or the Village Police.
The Village? Maybe I just want to say that because they had a police guy in their van.
Oh, yeah. Could be.
Is it?
I know you could play it on Aerosmith, Guitar Hero, that one. Do you remember that?
Yeah. But was it Aerosmith?
Maybe. No one will ever know.
No one will ever know who wrote that song.
All right, back to the Google machine. So we could talk about rigging stuff together.
Yeah.
So like real life scenarios or just funny scenarios?
I feel like we could do a little of both.
That's true. There is we no... Could
start out funny.
It's by Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick.
Yes. Want to hear it?
Not really. If I remember, that song is all chorus.
Oh, there's lots of chords, Kyle.
Chorus.
I know.
Head shake.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it could be everyday things that you rig together, things that you wouldn't rig together, like a Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Wouldn't just rig that together. Although they did rig it together. Yeah. It was shipped in pieces.
Yeah, that's true. Man, they are lucky that they had somebody reading the directions on that.
Yeah, it's all in French. Go to the Spanish side. I don't speak Spanish either. The French send instructions in Spanish and French, but not English.
It's a joke.
They're in America. They'll understand.
They will understand. A gift of friendship. You know our language as surely as we know yours, correct? Oh.
Yeah. Just send it over.
I've been really meaning to get to that, France.
Either that, they're like, want us to send instruction? And we're like, we built the goddamn Empire State Building. We don't need your instructions. Is this a nose or an earlobe?
I don't know. When it's all 80 feet and you're just looking at it real close, it kind of looks the same.
Why does it seem like every time we get on a tangent, we start like sounding really French? Like, we love Canada. We love the French people.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You mean it sounds like we don't like them?
Huh? No. Yeah. Sounds like we do like them. Like, we're putting them like higher above Americans.
Oh.
You ever notice that?
I'm just reinforcing our diplomatic peace with France
and Canada. I do like France. They're all I've always wanted to try escargot.
Me too.
Just to know what it tastes like. Probably snails.
Escargot.
That'd be a really good slogan for like vegetarian activists or whatever. Yeah,
like got milk.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to think of something I could do to twist that.
To twist got milk?
Don't or... got milk?
Not milk?
Got almonds?
Why don't they have that already?
I don't know. We should rig something together for them.
Got hungry baby cows? No. Because they're getting the milk. Although it's probably still not going to them.
You sure? What if some they get the cheese?
They get the cheese.
Like, we redistribute. It's gonna
be like your soy sauce.
Oh, we're getting back to concentrated milk.
Concentrated milk.
Rigging up a soundproof studio or echo-proof studio.
Yeah, the studio was definitely made through willpower.
Yep, sheer ingenuity.
Yep. Seeing something and being like, we can lend this to other things.
At first, we tried glass panes, but it turns out those reflect sound.
Yeah. Instead of going online and trying to figure things out, we thought trial and error. We'll pioneer this and it'll be twice as fun.
All right, the glass didn't work. Next, let's try marbles.
Yeah.
Aren't marbles glass brand? But they're spheres, Kyle. Yeah,
that will absorb the sound, surely. As surely as sugar will mummify an apple. As surely as milk supernovas if it's left out in 3 days.
It does.
That bottle was expanding.
It might take more than 3 days. Depends on the size and age of the milk.
You just gotta leave it out, and then if a solar flare hits it just right.
Watch out for those neutrinos.
Yeah, it's those weak interacting particles that hit it and just set off the chain reaction.
Moving at the speed of light, the Oakhurst molecules fly through the atmosphere.
The Oakhurst particle.
The natural goodness of man. The curds fly off for billions and billions of centimeters.
Streaming through your body over 1 million parts per hour. Yeah.
I wonder if chocolate milk supernovas.
Probably not. The chocolate's a cool reagent. Or is a reagent a good thing? Wait a minute.
Resurgent.
Agitated.
Activist.
Activist. A words. Atomic. Amphibious.
Asphalt.
Ash.
Ample.
Arugula. Arugula. Thank you. I was going to say arutabaga.
Ampersand.
A cat.
Ass cargo.
Ass cargo. Ass quick.
Ass quick. I almost said something inappropriate. Glad I stopped myself.
Ass dick. Was that it?
No. Don't tempt me, Kyle.
Asthma?
Automobile. That wasn't it. But you could rig together an automobile.
Yeah, try and fix it. I've seen those, you know, with... I've had to do that before. If my window wasn't closing. Like, have you ever had that problem where your window doesn't close right?
No.
No,
not in my car. Had it in other cars that I was borrowing, and I just left it down.
Yeah, I eventually got some like some plastic to keep my car dry.
I've never done that. I feel like that's a good solution, but I never liked the way it looks.
Yeah, I didn't, but I was at work and didn't have much of an option.
Also, the constant flapping has to be maddening.
It is. It's just like. And then you see it start to like peel back just because of the sheer wind force, especially if you don't have a sufficient quantity of duct tape and you were just trying to close it in the door because that's all you could do.
See, now if I'm ever faced with that scenario, I'm going to try alternate methods like tinfoil.
Yeah.
Oh, that probably wouldn't be better.
Yeah. Or, no, I can't do this. I'll be getting into episode material.
I wonder if you could get like that, you know, that, plexiglass that isn't plexiglass, but whenever you shake it, it goes.
Yeah,
that
plastic.
Well, no, just so it goes.
Maybe you could just make a wall of kazoos.
All the times they are changing.
Gas. Break.
We did it. We did. Like those deer whistles.
I don't think those things actually work.
Me either. I'm glad someone else said it.
Yeah. I didn't want to be the one. That's like, you know, putting a playing card in your bicycle so it goes faster.
Or smearing steak over your tent so bears stay away.
That one's actually counterproductive.
Well, I'm trying to be outrageous. Outrageous Philbin.
Outrageous Philbin. Why does his name lend itself to so many things?
I don't know. Outrageous Filibuster Bin.
I found it. Regis Philibsterbin. Disturbin? I don't know. I was trying to play off a word. Who wants to be a millionaire now? You got four questions. There they are.
Is it A or B or C or D?
You got a couple lifelines. Ask me a question. Not a yet, man.
Would you like to try and pull the audience? Or would you like to phone a friend?
Just don't
this is
go
your only chance of redemption. It's for $1 million.
But not all at once.
We pay it out in lump sum.
Yeah. So.
It is not non-taxable.
Taxes are definitely applied.
There's a shipping and handling fee for your giant check. How bullshit would you be about that?
Yeah.
They're going to ship you a giant check for winning a sweepstakes. There's like a handling and delivery fee.
Yeah. If you could just sign here.
What?
On the check?
It's like that semi-pro. Like,
yeah.
Can't you just give me a regular check?
And they won't it's written in glitter.
Maybe you should try a bigger bank.
Oh, good shit.
Crystal Tall time.
Yeah.
Look into it.
So
don't
I
just say you're looking into it. Am I gonna? That right?
All right. So while you are listening to this, you're going to be trying to change a light bulb, and it's It's
brighter than I expected.
Yeah, it's a lot brighter than you expected. You're going to be standing on... You didn't have a ladder.
Why is it brighter if you're trying to change?
It's brighter than you expected.
You're trying to change an already working light bulb.
You got one of those energy efficient ones and you could not wait to try it out. You are tired of paying the electric company a small fortune that is really actually kind of reasonable when you think about it. But anyway, you don't have a ladder and it's kind of high up and your arms were getting tired. So you decided to... put together a couple of chairs, you know, for stability, like three of them, just in case that third one's there as backup, you know, in case one tips over. So you realize you'll also need something to set the glass dome on once you have removed that and you can get to the light bulb itself. So you get yourself a fanny pack and then you duct tape a cookie sheet to that and then make some like suspenders out of it. So you have a nice like 3 points of contact and
a workstation on your belt.
Yeah. There he is. Yeah. It's the lap tray is what I call it.
The Keeblers use that method, I believe.
Yeah. It's a Keebler-esque invention. Anthony Keebler. So
I'm staring at that light, you're gonna go blind.
So you take it off and you go to you go to remove the bulb and it's really fucking hot because you left it on. You did all this prep work and you scar your or burn your thingies. And as you do that, you gotta put them into your mouth, drop the cube tray off your cube tray. What am I talking about?
Nice.
The light dome. The light dome off of your lap tray. Fly forward into the third chair, but you catch yourself with your burnt fingies, and then you take a seat and realize that you should have put this together a little bit better than you did. Or maybe get a professional light bulb changer.
Yeah, Anthony Keebler.
Yeah, and you realize it takes more than one person to change a light bulb.
Cool story.
Cool story.
I've never even changed a light bulb.
Why are you changing a light bulb that's on?
It's really bright. So don't change it.
Don't change it. Wait till it goes out. Like an idiot, I know this thing has an estimated lifespan of 3.5 months. That's really poor. So,
and not if it's on constantly.
Yeah, how do they measure that?
In newtons.
Newtons. Yeah, you know, they measured light energy and duration based on how long it takes you to eat a carton of Fig Newtons.
Well, no, isn't a Newton like one of Earth's gravity or whatever? It's like a measurement of
why
gravity.
Why would you measure the lifespan of a filament in a light bulb by gravity?
Elevation? Well, I don't know. Air pressure?
Air pressure?
A lot of factors, Kyle.
Neutrinos.
Sex Pistols.
Accretion?
It's accretion. How dusty is it up there? It's accreting a lot of mass.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm looking at my crystal tall, and it's the 4th of July.
Already.
This will happen in the 4th of July, or your last 4th of July. Oh, wait, while you're listening. It's the 4th of July, and you're listening.
And you're listening and enjoying it.
And the fireworks are about to start, the big show, and you're getting nervous because you're agoraphobe. But you decided this was the year that you were going to go out and enjoy the fireworks. And you look to your left, and there's Sally. And she looks so pretty under the glow of the fireworks that for a brief moment, you forget that there's 100 mosquitoes attacking the back of your neck. And you go to do that stretch, reach, yawn thing where you reach over her shoulder and pull her in close. And then you fall into a panic asthma attack because you felt some grass graze your leg and you're hospitalized for a week from blood loss and also asthma.
And also asthma.
And agoraphobia. But you're not house hospitalized, so that freaks you out too.
I don't know if like the craziest part of the story is you just see some girl named Sally and you're like, I'm gonna try one of those yawn moves.
You're living life for the first time in years.
Yeah. Maybe it was just like grabbing, like a need to grab somebody for help because you're terrified.
But she looked beautiful under the glow of the fireworks.
That's true.
It was a beautiful
Sally
terror.
Keebler. Her father, Anthony Keebler, would never let her see an agoraphobe.
Is it agoraphobe? It's agoraphobe, right?
Yeah, somebody who's agoraphobic.
Hmm. I thought that just meant they're afraid of blood.
That's hemophiliac.
You sure that's not hyperglycemic?
It's somewhere on the index.
Index cards.
In the spectrum.
Indexia. I'm scared Indexia. Of index cards.
Indexia Patronus. Missed our magic episode.
Oh, yeah. Pull a rabbit out of your card.
Pull a rabbit out of that ass.
Jukebox Beaver.
Chewbacca Fever.
It's hot in that suit.